From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. South Florida Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy is teaming up with Republicans in an attempt to streamline regulations. Matt Laszlo reports on the efforts from Washington.
Congress passes regulations, but rarely revisits them. That means hundreds of regulations for businesses remain in place, but haven't been dusted off or reviewed in decades. Murphy wants to change that. His legislation would set up an independent commission tasked with reviewing regulations that are more than a decade old. The commission would then send those recommendations to Congress, which wouldn't be able to amend the proposal, but merely decide whether to accept or reject the entire package. Murphy says it's essential.
At a time when foreign competition is fierce, America's ability to create a nimble regulatory environment that can adapt to changing needs of businesses, workers, and consumers will determine whether we remain a leader on the global stage. We certainly cannot afford to sit back and do nothing about regulations that only serve to slow America down.
The legislation is currently co-sponsored by 20 lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
All Aboard Florida, the passenger rail system designed to link Miami and Orlando a couple of years from now, may have a pretty big economic impact on the region it serves. Florida East Coast Industries, the Coral Gables company that owns All Aboard Florida, released an economic impact study. Bob Lewis of Washington Economic Group crunched the numbers.
It's pretty substantial. So if we look at average job creation over the 2014 to 2021 timeframe, we're looking at about 5,500 net new jobs to the region. A total economic impact of about $6.3 billion in terms of output or sales.
All Aboard Florida is expecting to be operating 16 round trips a day by 2016, but it'll be running through several coastal counties where it's not so welcome. An opposition group based in the Treasure Coast area says the trains will bring noise, disruption, and lower property values, but no real benefits to their communities. The Port Miami Tunnel was officially completed this week. For the first time, traffic will be able to access Port Miami without getting off the interstate and clogging up downtown streets. All told, the project cost about $900 million. Reporter Doug Hanks set out to explain the tunnel's complicated financing in his latest story. Hanks covered Miami-Dade County for the Miami Herald. He says the Port Miami Tunnel is being held up as a shining example of a private-public partnership.
There are some people think there's no public dollars in Port Miami because they hear this so much in terms of the tunnel. So it is viewed very favorably as a private-public partnership, but it's really important to know the fundamentals behind it because there are a lot of public dollars.
The tunnel broke ground in the throes of the housing crisis when public projects were at a standstill. Hanks explains that in this case, a private contractor called Miami Access Tunnel fronted the money for the project by paying cash and taking out loans. Over time, the county and the state of Florida will have to pay that money back, in part through annual $33 million payments from the state to the contractor. A project spokesperson says the tunnel will likely be open to traffic by the end of the month. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Andy Wagner.